Holy cow. It's so good of everyone to be here. I can't believe the turnout and that you were all so punctual. You were all so punctual, and now we're starting late because you were all so punctual. So thank you. Oh, my God. My name is Cameron Anstey. I run Apartment 9 Press. We're here tonight because we have two new books, and we have a belated celebration for another of our books from last year. But right off the top, we really have to thank Nadia and Raw Sugar. This is the fourth time they've hosted us, and there is no better venue in the city, I think, for a literary reading. They've been such a good thing for the independent arts scene, so can we clap for Raw Sugar? Tip well and be patient. I've already thanked you all, but clap for yourselves, because you're all here on the first snowy day. And I want to thank Jen, too, my wonderful partner who's working the book table. Her patience and support in this and in so many other things makes it all possible. So thank you, Jen. So there's two new books today, and it delights me to say that one of them is already sold out. So if you missed Rachel's book, I'm sorry. It's gone. But with the two new books today, Apartment 9 is now up to 18 books. We've had three broadsides, a folio, and a bunch of other little items over the years. We've been on temporary hiatus since August 2011 when I went back to school. And in the summer, as these books were starting to come together, it was really driven home for me how much I'd been missing the process. So I'm so, so relieved and happy to be here again, and I'm even more excited about the books that we get to hear read from today. And I'll say also, we made a little handout. There's a poem of Claudia's, which is just folded like a letter. It's on the table. That is completely free. Please take one before they're gone. And get Claudia to sign it today. So we have three readers. We're going to go Claudia Coutu Radmore first, followed by Rachel Simpson, and then Phil Hall.